it may not move through the monk after 50 years of meditation, because the monk maybe, it may do, but it may not. The monk may have an image of himself as pure. The last mind image of me as pure is the one last obstacle. Me. So you are in the midst of this event, is part of, goes far beyond the personal, it is part of the transformation of human consciousness on the planet. It will go unreported in the news tonight. It happened once that they did report it on the news, but mostly not yet, because there are more important news, the mind says, the budget and the violence, much more important. This is what matters. I hope I'm not offending anybody who is interested in the budget. If there's no self in it, it's fine. Anything is fine. The world of phenomenal forms becomes a beautiful place to be enjoyed as the play of form when you no longer resist the forms or are looking for yourself in them. Then it's quite pleasant to see how the forms come into your life, situations, places, gain and loss, people, recognition, non-recognition, victory, defeat, how this continuous flux of forms moves in and out of the space of now. Quite beautiful. Even beautiful to see the fleeting nature of all the forms that come. Nothing lasts for that long. Even solid structures could go before you know it. It's dissolved. In India, to see the insubstantial nature of the material world is easier. In the West, the delusion that the mind-created, man-made, egoically mind-created world, the illusion that those structures are solid and lasting is greater because they look more solid. And so you people there might say, well, my life is totally, I've got all my shares there, and I've got my house there, and this is the corporation where I work, and this is the big car, and everything is looked after, my pension scheme and my investments with Enron Corporation. And it's all so solid, and suddenly, before you know it, it crumbles. Where has it gone? So, the doorway is now through the form of now, acceptance of that. The end of time as a psychological need, future especially as a psychological need, past also as a psychological need to continuously refer to it to enhance and strengthen your sense of self. Don't need that. So there's past you can let go with much greater ease. Remember what you need to remember. but no self-seeking. Future psychological need for it goes. So one could say the end of psychological time. This is part of the transformation of consciousness. The primary focus of your life is now, not a story in your head, not a conceptual sense of self. Now, as you allow this moment to be, the ability arises in and through you to relinquish the otherwise compulsive and automatic labeling and interpreting process of the human mind. And that is an unbelievable liberation. And many of you already finding that this is coming into their lives, and some of you from now on will find that as you move through the world, you find that as you allow the form of this moment to be, which is a beautiful, gentle embrace, whereas before there was a resisting little spiky entity, now there's a gentle compassion comes with that. Let's leave that aside for a moment.